BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is another new week of the Scott Mills Daily. Hit subscribe and get this podcast all the time. Do it now. On this podcast, Chris has found a new comfortable way to ride on the train. Real or No Real with Dan and Phil. And we hear some messages from the Freshers check-in line, designed to keep you there because I'm feeling needy. If you're a fresher, I want you to keep listening to me, even though you're out all the time now. So get in touch with us.
Say hola for the dollar.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, freshers. How was your weekend? Maybe you are heading off to uni today with that large suitcase, which you don't know what to put in because you don't know what to take. And some of the lists that the universities give you are ridiculous. Like, hair dryers are banned in some places. If you missed it on Friday, I'd quite like to replay the call that Chris did to his old uni, Southampton Uni, just to check what you can and can't take into the university in your room, in the halls.
I do kind of regret what I said about Deborah Meaden. It was a sort of spur of the moment thing, and it.
I absolutely agree with you.
I've received a bit of a backlash about that.
Twitter backlash?
Yeah.
From her?
Yeah, but I'm very supportive of Mrs. Mead as
You know, call her an elderly lady.
It was an accident. It was completely an accident.
You said there were photos of an elderly lady called Mrs. Mead.
I said it had a large nude poster.
Yeah, she did. Anyway, so you'll hear that again after 1:30 if you missed it. Just to give you an idea of what you can and can't take to uni if you're off there today. Also on Friday, we launched this Freshers check-in line. Because I'm not keen on you lot, you know, going to uni, making new friends and forgetting about me and the fact that I ever existed. And a lot of people have been calling it over the weekend, just checking in to say that they're okay and that they'll still be listening. Some of these messages can never be played on Radio 1. We've been constantly checking them over the weekend. A lot of people using awful language, which we can't possibly play. But some of them are really sweet. And, you know, it's good that you're keeping in touch and keeping Radio 1 top of your mind as you go and experience a whole new life at university. Some people are just truck drivers who just fancy give it a call.
Yeah.
Right, Millsy.
So we do have some of the calls from the Freshers check-in line, which we're going to play just after 1:30. And we'll do the call again just to see what you can and can't take to uni. Did you do any freshers gigs at the weekend, Chris?
Do you know what? I was at Southampton Uni. I was at my old uni.
How was that?
It was great.
Why was Ollie Locke there off of Made in Chelsea?
Right, I know, random. I got your text.
But why was he there?
He's apparently not made in Chelsea.
Well, I know, we said this the other day, he's from Southampton.
Yeah.
Well, I thought didn't you invite him though?
And yeah, he said he had a free, he was like, he's down in Southampton. So yeah, he turned up, sort of so unannounced. Weird. I was like, does anyone watch Made in Chelsea? And then...
Well, that was a stupid question, because they do. Yeah. Anyone watch Main and Chess? No? Nobody recognise him? No?
And then he was on. And then I was DJing there again last night, because they've got like 3 welcome parties. Next one's tonight.
Yes. Oh, you're doing it back again?
Back there again.
And did you go to the Isle of Wight yesterday to pass the time?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just checking in. I mean, yes, like you sent me a text yesterday going, should I go to the Isle of Wight? So do what you want.
Yeah. But the thing is, I went on one of those, like, there's quite speedy ferry things. Got over to the Isle of Wight.
The hydrofoil.
And then I was like, what? I didn't know what to do, so I just came back.
I did say that in average weather, like, no offence to the Isle of Wight, but in average weather it can be, as many places in the UK can be, average.
I'm not sure what I expected to do over there.
Did you think it was going to be like a city of dreams where everything looked different, everyone was attractive, like, paved with gold?
I thought it was going to be like going on holiday.
No, it's really not. But it is sometimes, but probably not yesterday when it was cloudy and about 11 degrees. Was it the same as Southampton?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the freshers saying on the check-in line? That's what I'm asking. We set this up on Friday. It's just a number you can call day or night. It's an answer phone. Anytime. Just want you to check in with me and don't forget me if you're a fresher. You're making new friends. You're going out every night. You're drinking till late. This show's on at 1:00, just to remind you. Or at least listen to the podcast. So, first people on the freshers line... Lizzie and Charlotte, they're at the start of their evening and they're on the way out.
Received 11:30 PM on Saturday, the 21st of September.
Hi, guys! this is Lizzie and Charlotte. We've just moved to University of Essex, ready for
Charlotte!
ready to start year two, and we're just walking to town on our first night out. But yeah, I think we're quite sober right now, but we'll give you a call a bit later, check in and just let you know how we're doing.
Bye!
I like it that one says something and then the other just copies.
I like that they're sort of checking in before their night out.
No, that's really good. That's really good practice. I think they have been on the prinks before, just a couple of pre-drinks. But they sound good. We'll hear from them again later on.
Oh, do we?
At the end of their evening. Now, this is someone I think we heard of before.
Received 10:43 p.m. on Saturday, the 21st of September.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, will I you on that, Chris? Will I bros you on that?
That's that farmer that used to... He called in, didn't he?
Yeah, with his phrase, I'll eyebrows you on that, Chris. I never really got to the bottom of what that meant.
Is he an actual fresher?
Don't know, he may just use the line anyway, and anyone's free to use it. But that was Ryan. That was his name, remember?
Eyebrows on that, Chris. Will eyebrows you on that?
Thanks for your call, Ryan. Here's another actual fresher.
Received 4:13 a.m. on Saturday, the 21st of September.
Morning, Mills. It's James Reid at the University of Essex. It's currently 13 in the morning, and we're waiting to get the train home. Keen to get home.
Keen. Yeah, that was at 4 a.m, so I'd be keen, really. Two calls there from University of Essex. You're doing really well. The University of Essex are understanding what happens with the freshers line. If you want to call it, if you are a fresher, you want to get in touch, just check in with me. I know you're making new friends and sleep until late. I still want you to listen to the show. Let me know that you are. Just check in with me. Tell me what you're doing, how uni's going so far. 07879 908 067. 07879 908 067. You've got to be over 18 and have the bill payer's permission, obviously. It's going to be at your standard operator rate. By calling, you agree that I may play it out any time on Radio 1. And don't call me if it's an emergency.
And how are you fine? How's this for you? Because the whole point of this was that you were quite needy. You know, it was...
It's filling a gap, Chris. It is.
Does it help?
Yeah, a little bit. Here's an international fresher.
Hiya, Scott and Chris. It's Katie from Canada. I'm at the University of Ottawa. And my freshers week was last week. So I did. Had lots of fun, went to a lot of parties, it was so sick. And tonight, I'm going to see the One Direction movie with my friend, so I hope to see Scott at the beginning of it. Nice to talk to you guys. Love you, bye.
Yes. See, that's exactly what we need. That is textbook freshers line. Hope you enjoyed the film, and I hope you enjoyed my 3-second cameo in This Is Us. Thanks, Katie. It was so sick. So many parties. Love her. Uh-oh, Lizzie and Charlotte are back. It's the end of the night.
2:45 a.m.
Scott!
I'm Chris.
I'm Chris.
No, it's Lizzie and Charlotte from Essex Uni. We called you earlier. We're back from our night out. We're just sat with a kebab. One of us got John and meat, the other got chicken kebab. Just thought we'd check in.
Say hola for the dollar. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I feel real tired. I'm ready for bed.
Tell me how you feel, girl.
It was a good night, though. Good first night back.
Get down, girl. Get here. Get down.
Yeah. Bye!
Bye!
They're amazing. Yeah, I think they're a bit tired. It was quite late.
Are they going to do this every time, like, before and after? Every night?
I like the detail about the kebab as well. One doner, one chicken. So, I like it when people don't know what to say. So, basically...
Say
hola
for the
dollar. Yeah. So the freshers line for you to check in. Let me know how your first couple of weeks is going. 07879 908 067. Give me a call anytime. I want to replay some of Justin Timberlake from earlier on. What a performance. He did about like an hour set for Radio 1 a couple of weeks ago in the live lounge in the BBC Radio Theatre. Yeah, we pulled out all the stops for Justin. And you can see the video now on the Radio 1 website. If you've never seen Justin Timberlake live before, get involved with that. You will want to go and see him live. It's a really good set. Random moment where they all start kind of doing a choreographed dance to Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. Don't know why. Shoveling the Funk is also my favourite. That's going to be your new move.
I'm going to remember that.
Get on the floor and get Shoveling the Funk.
Can you do both at the same time?
We're supposed to be on the dance floor while you're doing it. Don't just do it, like, at random. You need to be in a club doing it.
Okay. This is where you got the sidebar phrase from as well, right?
Yeah, this is where, you know when I said I got a new favourite phrase, sidebar? It's in the chat with Fern on the Radio 1 website. You may have heard it earlier when Fern played out the live lounge. So, Justin Timberlake, definitely still got it. Here is Rock Your Body from the Radio 1 live lounge.
Y'all can sing this one, right?
Yes, I could watch that video all day, and I will be several times tonight.
It is cool. I'm not
I'm a big fan. Although after 2 weeks with a dance teacher,
before I saw the video. Yeah, so I've just been watching the video, and before that, I was like saying, well, you know, he's got great songs and stuff like that, but you know, maybe a couple of weeks with a decent dance teacher,
and you could do that.
You could do something similar. I take it back.
You couldn't do that.
You can't.
No. Oh, right, so you're taking that back?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Having seen it?
Yeah.
Have you never seen him live before?
No.
So good. That is Justin Timberlake. I was very impressed. That is Rock Your Body. The whole set, the whole Radio 1 Live Lounge is on the Radio 1 website for you to watch right now. So good. Get involved with it. A lot of people mentioning the sidebar thing that I said was my new favourite expression. That's who started it for me. That's the first time I heard it because I went to see the recording of that a couple of weeks ago. Here it is.
The first half were songs that reminded me of, you know, the sun. I feel like I've been really lucky. Sidebar, I feel like I've been really lucky. Like, you know, every time I've been here this year, somebody's made a phone call and there's been like, it's been like 75 Fahrenheit.
Oh, so. Yeah.
There we are, sidebar. He feels really lucky.
Still don't get it.
Still not getting it, no? It's kind of like also, but by the way, it's like being in brackets.
But he said he feels really lucky, sidebar. I feel really... Oh, I don't know.
Sidebar. I feel like I've been really lucky.
Yeah. Just go with it. Start using it. He's cool. No one cooler than him.
All right.
Get Sidebar into your chat today. That's my new favourite thing, to put S's on the end of places that there isn't any. Justin Timberlake's. Fern Cotton's.
Yeah, okay. It's a little bit annoying. It doesn't work.
Scott Mills. I like it as well. Would you like some wines? It's my new thing at the moment. Okay, so tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo, she's been on the list for a while, the list of legends that we have here, and we asked them to come on Innuendo Bingo, but generally they're very busy or it's a straight no. Mind you, Dale Winton said that he will when he's got time. Mm. He's very busy. I don't know what he's doing, but he's busy.
But these legends are mainly people who featured on Innuendo Bingo, right? Because they're guilty a lot of innuendos.
Or they're just people that... you would never, ever expect to say yes to it. Like Aggers. That was a huge internet hit. Jonathan Agnew off the cricket. And I get very excited about these. So tomorrow at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo is Carol Kirkwood off the Weather.
It's so good. She's finally agreed.
Finally succumbed. So tomorrow, 1:45, heavy downpours predicted.
Damp in the south.
As Carol Kirkwood plays Innuendo Bingo. You'll be wanting to watch that at 1:45 tomorrow, and I'm keen to make it a wet one. As you'll know, Carol has recently featured on Innuendo Bingo when she was on that car fest thing that Chris Evans does. For some reason, they put her on this massive cherry picker and made her do the weather from up high.
What a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
Yes, Carol. On tomorrow, 1:45. I cannot wait. This is also my new favourite thing, says Laura, putting S's at the end of things that don't need S's on. Hello to Joe, who says, I like your new thing, Stealings. Mm. That means she's stealing it.
A few people are tweeting me going, Chris Starks.
Chris Starks.
It's going to bug me, this. It's going to be one of those things that I'm going to find...
It's like when your mum's like, going to Asda's, there's no S on the end, and that kind of bugs me, but it's the same thing.
I'll have the chickens.
I'll have all of the chickens, please. What do you want for dinner tonight? Beefs? That was you, me at 6. I'll tell you who I am keen for. A lot of people very keen for Inuit Bingo with Maz Bez.
Who?
Mary Berry.
Oh, of course. Now, have you named her that? Or is this a
just
known
a thing?
Sort?
That, it's a kind of a known thing, really, yeah.
What's the other guy called in it?
Paul Hollywoods.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He'd be good as well. Maybe they could come as a pair. Paul Hollywoods and Maz Bez. What's going on, Chris?
Well, this morning, it's always like a really busy train that I get. And I was tired this morning because I was, you know, I was DJing in Southampton last night. Mm. And
you've been burning the candle at both ends.
A little bit. So today I really
my mum still says that to me.
Burning the candle.
Have you been burning the candle, Scott?
On both ends.
Have you been burning it on both ends?
Is that what? Is that one?
Burning it at both ends. It means that you've just been like, work hard, play hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was all very David Guetta last night, and it was. I was tired and I really wanted to lie down. But, you know, the train's really busy.
Can you normally get a seat on this train?
No.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Very rarely. Yeah. And you've really got to hustle for it, which is quite a lot of effort as it is, you know?
Sometimes what I do, don't laugh at me. Sometimes what I do on the bus.
You don't pretend you're pregnant, do you?
No. Although, hello. No, sometimes I just sit down, you know, on the little kind of. As the stairs go up to the top floor, I can't be asked to go up there.
Yeah.
But I will just sit on the bit, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do you ever do that? Is that allowed? I don't know. I'm not sure it's allowed. They don't really like it.
I really want to do this thing where you test... Because I think it might only be the underground where this happened, but you can get a badge which says baby on board.
What, to wear?
To wear, and then the idea is people will know that, you know, you're pregnant and then give up your seat. But I just wanted to test the badge. I like testing the power of that badge. I was thinking of getting one for myself and seeing if anyone would
baby on board
would stand.
I don't know whether you're allowed to sit there. It's where the people walk up to the top deck. Yeah. That's always free, so I just sit there.
Well, that was a similar situation to this morning. So I was really tired. So what I thought, I wanted to have a lie down. The only place I could see was the luggage rack. And actually, I quite liked it because there was all these bags and that on the sort of top level of it. I'm not talking about the one above the seats, by the way. I'm talking like in between the seats every now and then there's like a luggage rack.
Yeah.
And the sort of bottom bit of it, I just kind of crawled into there and lay down.
Yeah, lie down.
It was really good. It was like having your own little compartment.
Is it comfortable?
No, it's quite cramped. Not going to lie. But
better than not sitting down or not having a seat.
But yeah, I had a little lie down in there. But
did
I'm
you
thinking.
Sleep?
I did, and I'm thinking this might be the way forward. Rather than the seat, you know, where you always end up next to, if you do get a seat next to someone, you know, and they're like, you're the worst for it. If you get a seat next to Scott Mills, it's the worst place you can be because you shoulder barge, you kick out.
I'm just a I kick out. I mean, I'm just a fidget.
The times I've been with you and there's been complaints.
Yeah. Also, you don't want to be sitting in front of me on a plane. Ever.
Oh, it's the worst.
I just have sporadic kickouts. I'm like, and I just will kick out.
And I have to, I mean, the couple of times I've been with you, I've always got to apologise. It's very embarrassing being
I don't
with
do
you.
It on purpose, like. It's just that, I don't know why. Normally I'm wearing the Wake Me For Food badge.
Yeah.
And I'm asleep. So, and that's why, you know, when sometimes in your sleep you're just like, and you do that kind of spasm thing. That's what I do. And they get really annoyed in front.
So tomorrow,
I might try the luggage rack.
Yeah, it's great. Tomorrow I'm bringing a pillow and a duvet. I'm getting right involved. I'm just embracing it.
Yeah. Where can you get those baby on board signs from? Even more so, where can you get the Wake Me For Food signs? Because I would wear one of those all the time. It's not just me that does it on planes. Emily White does it all the time and always has to apologise. Same. Or Chris does it for me. I'm really sorry, mate. I'm really sorry. Because I'm normally half asleep. What?
You know where you get that? You know when you're just drifting off to sleep and it feels like, yeah, it feels like you just randomly kick.
Someone told me that was because your heart's not beating fast enough or something. Is that true?
It's really weird. And then you sort of, it does kind of wake you up a little bit. It's really odd.
Because I'm a massive hypochondriac. I believe that's true. It's like you're about to die or something. And then it's like, and that wakes you up again.
Do you know what?
It's your body telling you that you're about to die. So you need to do something about it.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true.
Well, someone told me that and I always believe it. So every time it happens to me, I'm like, oh, I nearly died then.
No,
I'm fine now.
It's not at all. No.
Is it not? Not the spasm?
No.
Thank God. Producer with a head in her hand.
Do you know what
it's
like?
It's not that at all. It's just a spasm when you're drifting off to sleep.
When you're on a plane or on a train, you're like a human buckaroo.
I am like a buckaroo.
You're like that game.
Yes, I am. I can't sit still. Even in here, I'm like this, aren't I? Like, with my feet all over everywhere.
In fact, that's what I'm going to do. Next time we're travelling somewhere, I'm going to play Buckaroo on you with someone
Like, put various items on me. See how long it takes. So we just played Saturdays and Disco Love into Tom O'Dell and Grow Old With Me. Ray Fox, Connor Maynard, new track, Kings of Leon, all coming up for you. Apparently, I'm not dying when I'm doing the kicking out thing. Loads of people have been on to me, non-hypochondriac people, saying that it's just... Well, there's some kind of science to it called hypnic jerking, which apparently is from back in the day when your body was trained to think that you were falling out of a tree or something.
Yeah, it's something. It's evolution, basically.
What a nonsense.
And, the hypnic jerk, which resembles a jump, kind of thing, that like when you're startled,
like when you're just drifting off to sleep,
often accompanied by like a feeling that you're falling.
Yeah, that.
Anyway, there's some
so
science.
Not dying, but some people are saying your heart rate is slowing down. It's your body going hello.
Basically, don't worry.
Don't be off. Don't worry about
don't
it.
Don't worry about
well,
it.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You're not a hypochondriac.
You just keep hypnic jerking.
And also, we've got this person on with the buckaroo idea. This is quite good. He does it all the time to his girlfriend. You could do this next time you see me asleep. Face buckaroo. So basically, his current record stands at, on her face, an Xbox controller, TV remote, cup, wallet, and two phones before she woke up. Good times.
I like that. So he's doing this one player. That
yeah,
works, doesn't
before
it?
She goes, like I do all the time when I'm asleep. Dan and Phil.
Hi.
Hello. Were you stuck in the lift?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Every floor it was stopping on, and then no one was getting in. There was ghosts pressing the buttons, I think.
I hate that. Apparently there's a special key, which you only get if you're someone like Rihanna.
Mariah Carey or someone.
All the way up to the top.
I hear Lady Gaga wears it around her neck.
I hear that there's secret lifts all around the BBC building for when Lady Gaga comes in, yeah.
I've heard secret lifts.
Covered in glitter.
Apparently there's one that's very interesting to me on the 7th floor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I still haven't found it. Been here like nearly a year.
May or may not exist.
So, Dan and Phil are here to play Real or No Real, and I bet they've got an exciting video for us as well.
Oh, yes.
Play. Tell us in a minute. Okay, let's play the game. Now, I'm just trying to remember, who is doing quite badly at this at the moment? Is it you, Phil?
I'm always doing badly at this. I'm going to try my best this time.
Okay. So it's all about the music, because it's even more music month. So it's about some of your favourite pop stars. 10 points for everyone you get right.
Justin Timberlake dips his Oreo biscuits in milk for exactly 7 seconds.
That's it.
How specific. Wow.
7 seconds. I usually go for about 7 seconds. I don't time it, though.
There is a science to this, I've heard. Yeah. There is a point where it will
before
go soggy. Yes,
because it's all about the stuff in the middle, isn't it? It has to get soggy enough to kind of absorb the water, because if it's too soon, then you'll just have nothing in, but then obviously too long, disaster, Oreo all in the milk.
I'm all about twisting and licking.
Sorry?
Twisting and licking.
We are talking about Oreos, just specifically.
Oh, actually, yes, I get that.
Yeah.
So just Justin Timberlake, is he dunking for 7 seconds with the Oreos and the milks?
Do you know what? I'm going to say real on this one.
He's got quite intense eyes. I think he'd be down to the seconds on that one.
Yeah, he seems like a man that knows his biscuits.
Real.
Saying real.
Everyone's saying real.
Yeah.
That one is real.
Yes.
Hey.
I knew it.
One of the many shocking revelations in an interview he gave to People magazine in the US.
Wow, how relatable.
I know. He's just like us. Next.
Sam Smith, the Latch and La 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 featured hitmaker, was given his name as his dad is a big fan of the beer of the same name.
Well, everyone's got to choose their... How did you choose your name? Your name? Scott Mills.
Scott.
It's not a show business.
Not a show business name.
No, it's my actual name.
Oh,
I'm your friend. You know it's my name.
I just assumed it'd be a showbiz name.
Get out your ID. You're called like Xavier.
He's really
Quentin
called Barry
or something, aren't you?
Yeah. I used to beg my parents to rename me Zach for the first 10 years of my life.
Did you, Phil?
Yeah.
But why?
I just wanted to be cool. I wanted to be like a snowboarder or something.
Did you want to be? You wanted to be like American?
Yeah, I wanted to be American. I wanted blonde hair. Dyed my hair blonde.
I get you.
Both actually Dan and Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah. I made my middle name James after a cool guy in school who was like the coolest guy in the year in like year four. So I was like, I want my middle name to be James, and then he was like really horrible, and then moved out of town like a month later. So
damn it!
Use my middle name forever. That's good.
I was almost named after my dad, so I'd be Nigel. But
strong name.
So good. Dan and Nigel.
Yeah, almost.
So that's quite cute that Dan named it after the cool kid in the school, and you wanted to be Zach.
I wanted to be Zach, but I never was.
Wow.
But is Sam Smith named after the beer?
No. that's really stupid. Who would do that? No.
I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Hey, of course not.
That would be stupid. What about this fact about Example, though?
Example, real name Elliot Gleave, is obsessed with microwave ovens and recently stayed in all day waiting for a new top-of-the-range model to be delivered.
We can't specify delivery anytime between 8 and 8.
No.
Even for Example, those are the rules.
He has to wait for his microwave.
Yeah. You don't know when it's going to come, Elliot.
He's blatant. I mean, this, by the sounds of it, this is probably something he's tweeted. And he tweets a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is making me think this might be real because...
mundane tweets.
Mundane tweets,
are
yeah.
something to expect.
He probably called them salads as well because that's his...
You salad.
It's his thing, isn't it?
Definitely his thing. So, Example, is he actually obsessed with microwaves?
I'd like to think he is. I'm going to say real on that one.
Is he at the level where he can have someone to wait outside his house waiting? Because, you know, if Gaga orders a microwave, I guess she has people that wait for the postage all
they
day.
They just build it for her right there.
I think Example's still at the waiting at home level.
I think only just, though.
Okay.
He's on the border? 50. I think he's on the border. He might have people's, but not quite yet.
Yeah, I like this idea that there's certain celebs who still have to... Because I do like the idea of Example...
Just waiting.
Yeah.
And waiting some more.
As you said, between 8 and 8.
Example, obsessive microwaves, real or no real?
Real.
Real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah. On a roll.
Yes,
right.
Example was recently good enough to update his Twitter followers as he waited for the microwave. He was very pleased with it in the end because it had a built-in grill.
That's good.
Relatable.
Yeah. He's just like us. But what about this one?
Former Spice Girl Emma Bunton insists on checking into hotels as Emma Bunton RSPB, as she is a fellow of the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds.
Oh, that's so Emma Bunton.
It is.
Why would she check in a hotel with that, though?
It's not really a name or a title, is it?
If I think it's that thing of, like, having letters after your name.
Oh, yeah. I see.
But Emma Bunton, RSPB. Makes you sound more important.
Gets you a better room.
Yeah. Probably does. Is she a fellow of the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds? Emma Bunton, RSPB.
I think if she was checking into a hotel, she'd just use a completely different name. You wouldn't just add a title, especially not that one.
That's true.
How many people are trying to stalk Emma Bunton at hotels in 2013, though?
Probably quite a few.
Still quite a few.
Do you think? Yeah.
Long-term Spice Girl crazies. Yeah.
She also has a face that makes you think she would save a robin if it was in danger.
Yeah. Yeah. I see that.
She's got kind eyes.
She has got kind eyes. In the same way that Justin Timberlake, as kind as he is, does have slightly killer-esque eyes, doesn't it?
Yes, like he might kill you. Is very scary.
Yes, scary resting face. Emma Bunton would, if a little bird was needing some help by the roadside, she would definitely help.
She would help.
She'd put it in a matchbox or something. Do you know what I mean? Like
she
make
would.
A little bed out of
Yeah, she would. She'd make a bed, yeah. So, real or no real?
I'm going to say no real.
I think she's that zany. I'm saying real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No,
drat.
Too busy being another judge on another talent show. So, at the end of that round of real or no real with Dan and Nigel and Chris.
Right, I scored 30, Dan scored 30, Phil scored 40. Winning!
What I said at the beginning helped you out.
It did.
Yes. So, what have you got for us this week, please?
Okay, well, you know the band The Vamps, hot new boy band who are technically a band because they hold instruments.
Right, wasn't there like a mental crowd outside yesterday?
Yeah, people aren't supposed to cause a scene. They caused a scene and we nearly died coming into the building through their crowd of fans yesterday. Yeah. It's crazy. But anyway, yeah, they're coming in a couple of weeks to do an exclusive live performance in our online lounge, which is mega exciting. And we have people getting involved in it in another crazy way. Basically, we're getting people to mime playing instruments and then they're going to tag it with Dan and Phil Vamps on Instagram video. And when people have sent in these clips on Instagram video, we're going to mash it over the online lounge footage, and it's going to be this crazy band plus listeners thing. Yep. So, yeah.
Whoa!
And there's a video on YouTube with the Vamps explaining it themselves right now, so you can go check that out on the Radio 1 YouTube.
Yes. So if you love the Vamps and you want to be part of this, get online now to the Radio 1 YouTube. They will explain everything. Thanks, guys!
Thank you!
Those were Monday's best bits of the show. I am beyond excited because tomorrow at 1:45, someone that's been on our legends list for a while, playing innuendo bingo, off of the weather, Carol Kirkwood! Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.